When the lilacs bloom, I know it's time for my end-of-the-year piano recitals. I always pick a huge bouquet of the fragrant blossoms and place them in a vase on a music stand next to the piano. The sweet perfume of the flowers, I hope, relaxes performers as they step up to play. Piano recitals are a spring rite of passage in northern New York, like graduations and weddings. At a piano recital, young pianists in uncomfortable dress clothes fidget nervously while waiting for their turn to show what they learned in a year. And their teachers are just as nervous. After 15 years as a piano teacher, I'm a veteran organizer, but I can't plan for everything. Some mishaps are funny, like the serious little boy who walked up to the piano, plunked his music on the stand, and played his entire piece with the printed music upside down. But the stage fright that paralyzes fingers isn't as amusing. I once had a student freeze up on the piano bench, her hands poised in midair, for what seemed like hours. Eventually, she ran from the room sobbing. Happily, she performed flawlessly in the next recital. This year, I divided my 25 students into three recitals, as the smaller events are less stressful for the pianists and the audience. The first recital proceeded smoothly, with proud parents beaming, as one by one the children slid onto the piano bench and launched into tunes that parents had already heard at home hundreds of times. A father-daughter duet of a sprightly polka brought loud applause, and as the order proceeded from youngest to oldest, the audience heard a lively progression from less than a minute melodies to bold renditions of Beethoven and Bach. Part of the nature of student piano recitals is the active presence of younger brothers and sisters, who may cry or speak loudly during a performance. During lesson time, I train my students to play through these disturbances. They focus on their playing while I deliberately bang doors, crumple paper, and fall onto the floor in magnificent and noisy fits of coughing. So, in the second recital, students were unperturbed when Brandon's brother Ben, an autistic 7-year-old, spoke randomly and loudly during their music. A couple times I heard Ben blurt out, "Ben, turn now!" before being shushed by his parents. After the next bow, I stood up and faced the audience. "Would Ben like to play now?" I asked. His parents shook their heads, "Oh, no, 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 no." But Ben was up at the piano in an instant. He sat on the bench and gently played a few tone clusters, his hands relaxed, then continued with a blurred series of notes. After 30 seconds, he played a high chord with his right hand, then a final low cluster of notes with his left, perfectly imitating the structure of the piano pieces he had just heard. He stood up and smiled, happy in the applause, then walked back to his family. I'm not sure what Ben played was music, but that's fine. Piano recitals have always included much more than piano music.